it is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. Nephew, what you got?
You know what? I done decided I'm gonna be really stupid. I just feel it today. I just feel it.
And those prank control over there.
Yeah, Prank Nation that's out there waiting on it. I got it for you. The title is, help me if you will, Dave. The title is delivering your truck. Delivering
Why
your
you
truck.
Write them down.
Yeah.
Just say it.
Sure, don't nobody write nothing down no more.
Or read the Book of Ruth anymore, right?
Or the Book of Ruth. This right here is delivering your truck. Cat dog, if you would.
Hello.
Is this, let's see what I got here on my paperwork. Is this the Wilkins resident?
This is Mrs. Wilkins.
I'm trying to come by and drop the vehicle off for you guys.
I'm sorry, you must have the wrong number.
What I got is I've already loaded up the vehicle. Evidently, it just got in here to the dealership this morning. I just put it on the truck. I should be at you guys' place probably somewhere around 1:30. Is somebody going to be there?
Sir, I think you have the wrong address. We don't have a vehicle, or we didn't order a vehicle, so I think you might have gotten the paperwork mixed up or something.
No, I don't have any paperwork mixed up here. This is Wilkins, right?
Well, this is Mrs. Wilkins. I mean, that's my husband.
Right. Let me look at my notes on here. I got, I got a GL550 SUV Mercedes-Benz. Okay. Black on black.
Well,
got that on the truck.
We didn't order a car. We didn't order a car, so I don't think. Wait, let me. What address are you delivering it to?
Let's see here. I got some notes here. It says this is a special delivery.
Uh-huh.
Please put bow on top of it.
Uh-huh.
It's a Christmas present, and we're going to West Timberlake.
West Timberlake. No, that's not our address. And you sure it's for a delivery for Wilkins?
Well, let's see here. Purchased by Mr. Wilkins. Oh, here we go. Going to Sandra.
Going to who?
Sandra. Now, is there a Sandra that lives there?
Sandra is his ex-wife. I am his current wife. So you're telling me that he orders a car for her for Christmas?
This car here is, from what I understand, man, looking at the, I'm supposed to deliver the actual title and everything. This thing's been paid in full.
He bought her a car?
Are you saying there's no Sandra there, man? What are you telling me?
I am telling you that it sounds to me as if he bought a car for his ex-wife. That sounds like
him.
You said this is Sandra, what's that address again? Give me that address one more time.
Okay, wait a minute. I tell you what, let me try to call this other number with this cell phone number. I'll do that.
Don't call any other number. What I need you to do is bring the car to my house. I'm going to fix this. He bought her a car. You bring the car to my house, and I'm going to handle it from here.
Well, ma'am, I'm supposed to take this over to off of Timberlake. I'm supposed to take it out there.
Taking that off of Timberlake, you're going to bring that to my house, and we're going to deal with it right here. I'm going to get Charles on the phone. We're going to get Sandra over here, and we're going to handle this right now. So you bring the car on over here. What's your name?
I'm Perkins, ma'am. I'm just a guy that drives the truck. I deliver these vehicles all day long. This
okay,
is what
well,
I do.
Then you're going to go ahead and deliver it right over here. Bring it over to my house now. I'm going to call her, get her over here. I'm going to get him, and we're going to see why the hell he done bought her a car.
Okay, well, I mean, I don't mean any harm. Is there any possibility that maybe she deserves it? Or he wanted to give
she
it to her?
She deserves it. She don't deserve no car. She's the ex-wife. Did you miss the point that I said I'm his current wife? If he's going to be buying any type of car, the car should have been for me. It shouldn't be for her. I'm the one cooking, cleaning, ironing, all this kind of stuff, and he's going to buy her a car.
Okay, wait a minute. I mean,
what time will you be here with the car?
Well, like I, ma'am, the address I got, I'm supposed to deliver it off of West Timberlake. I'm not supposed to come nowhere else.
You're to West Timberlake, you're going to bring it to my house. That's what you're going to do. You're going to bring that car. It's bought it. You're going to bring it to my house, and that's where it's going to be delivered to. I'm going to fix that. You know what?
Ma'am, I want to pretty much stay out of this thing. All I want to do is deliver this thing off Timberlake.
I think I've created a problem that
probably wasn't even going to be a problem.
No, you already up here. I need to know a couple of things. Wait, when did he buy this car? He he told me. We ain't got no money. That's what he told me. When did he buy this car?
This car was purchased right at a month ago, but it just got delivered in last night.
Oh, so it was a special order car. Okay.
Well, I mean, it's the GL550. It's the biggest SUV they got.
Okay, a SUV. Okay, Now, wait. When he came in, did you see him when he came in to buy the car? Was he with somebody?
I don't work inside the dealership, ma'am. I just drive the cars and deliver them.
Mm-hmm. How much was the car? How much was the car?
Right, right at $99,000.
$98,000. He paid cash for it because you said it was paid in full.
I don't know how, if you charged it or whatever, but it says paid in full.
But you said it was paid in full. So you mean to tell me this fool that bought a car for his ex-wife and paid in full, it was $98,000? I mean, I really want you to try to explain that to me. Is that what you're saying?
Ma'am, you asking me to explain some stuff that seems like he needs to be explaining to you.
Well, I'm just trying to deliver the car. You have to have the information that I need to know. I'm trying to figure some out right here because when his gets home, it is on and popping up in here.
Now what's this right here? This is they've got a personalized license plate.
Say what? What'd you say?
There's a personalized license plate here. I guess they'll put those on when I get there. They're inside the vehicle.
Personalized license plates, so you have to special order those, right?
I'm assuming it's got Love X on here.
What you say?
LUVX. So a Lovex or Love X.
You know what? Okay, let me get my stuff together. This is how people get their killed. I'm gonna catch a case dealing with this. You know what? Bring the car to my house. That's what you do. You bring the car over here. You understand?
Ma'am, I'm supposed to take this to Timberlake. West Timberlake Drive.
You're supposed to take the car to? Bring that to my house right now. Anybody going to be driving a new car, it's going to be me. I can't believe that bought that enough car. Do you have my address?
Apple Forest.
That's my address. You bring that car over here, and you bring it here right now. I need to be your next delivery because I'm going to get on this phone, and I'm going to figure out what the is going on over here. I can't believe he bought this stuff for a car.
Slow down here. I got one more note on here, too.
What's the other note?
It says Vernetta. You're Vernetta?
Yes, I'm Vernetta.
Okay, it says Vernetta.
Mm-hmm.
This is nephew Tommy. You just been pranked by your husband, Wilkins. Vernetta, this is nephew Tommy, baby, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your husband got me to prank.
You was about to get his killed. It was going to be some up in this house. Oh, my God. I'm going to need me a drink.
Hey, I got to ask you one more thing, baby. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show. Boy, I thought this was over. I was going to take that truck and run over this.
I don't know nobody as stupid as me. I just don't.
I don't know.
You know what? Man, now when you're right, you're right.
That's right.
One thing about this morning crew here, when you own to something, come on it with you.
That's right.
I don't know nobody stupid as me.
We don't either.
People Magazine do the stupidest person alive.
Whoa. Yes. And you don't make the cover.
It's going to be a problem.
Cover. You the cover and the back. Matter of fact, you every page. You'll be the issue.
Yes. If you don't get it, we're gonna holler racism for sure.
That's the damn show.
All right. Thank you, nephew.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.